I had the weirdest dream last night, Ashura.
What about?
Well, I mean, it was just you, me, and Rue in the cave, and we had a guest. And whenever one of us was talking, there was like a big white bubble above our heads, and it sort of disappeared when we stopped talking.
Ephraim, I'm getting a bit worried about you, and you might be taking some psychic damage soon.
Excuse me.
Hello.
This one doesn't understand where this one is. It seems like a cave of some sort.
Yes, this is our cave.
This one's deepest. I don't know why this one is here, but
Are you referring to yourself?
yes, this one refers to this one's self. But what is self? If this one doesn't mind asking.
That's a good question, but you're currently in the realm of forgotten memories.
And you don't seem like a being that's been forgotten. Do you know how you got here?
This one was helping someone, something.
My name is Ephraim, by the way, and
I'm Ashura.
who might this one be?
This one doesn't have a name, but this one goes by the word Robert Chalktrap.
Robert Chalktrap. That's an interesting name.
Yes, it was deftly, what's the word? Deftly earned.
Definitely. Deftly.
Would you like to take a seat and possibly tell us a bit about it?
Oh, certainly. Do y'all have a tiny pillow for a chest as well?
We have some comfortable moss. It's quite pillow-like.
This one thanks you.
Do you know how you got here?
Or do you remember what you were doing just before you got her?
Yes. This one was just found his lost friend. The chest I have right here, and this one was celebrating a bit by talking to it, and then a strange light appeared, just like what happened last time, and this one just appeared here.
Is that a mimic?
Yes, don't worry, he's very well trained.
What do you feed him?
Guards, mostly.
Have you fed him many guards?
Only the ones that get in this one's way keeps me from saving people in distress or causing issues for the people, for other beings such as this one's self.
I have to ask, out of curiosity, why were the guards in your way?
The first time was because he hurts this one's friend. It's the first guard that this one doesn't like remembering that day. But they were both in shiny armor and distracted this one and kept me from saving this one's friend. And now this one walks the earth to make sure he can see the world that he wants to see the most. If you can imagine, this one doesn't like guards very much.
Okay, so you were put in jail and you met a friend there and you tried to get out and they passed away?
No, what happened was this one was in a cave, barely surviving, and a little one came by to help feed me, and this one became more exuberant. I believe that's what the term the wizard uses, and kept coming by till one day little one never showed up. This one went to go look for them, and I walked into that scene. Of course, they were going to be afraid of this one. But it didn't stop this one from trying to save little one.
I see why you have their eyes then.
Yes. And as his dying wish, he asked to see the ocean, and this one took his face and made that, what was that thing? I believe the wizard also called it a promise.
Okay, yes, a promise is an item that ties to people.
Yes. This one hopes I could see many, many things for the little one that saved this one.
You keep referring to a wizard. What wizard are you talking about?
One of the wizards that I helped out from a little bind in another binding area that has a lot of metal bars, especially bars that hurt this one.
Prison cell?
Yes. The thing that stops this one from doing what he wants. It was him, a old one, tiny one, but whew, that one can swing a huge metal thing on a stick. Hammer, yes. I helped them out of the holding cell.
Oh, okay, so you met your party in jail. Is this after you took on your friend's form?
Yes. For this one knew it would cause issues if I walked out in my normal form.
Okay, I see.
And did these friends of yours know that you could change shape?
Not for quite a while, no.
But they learned about it eventually?
This one had no choice. I wanted to keep it from them for an extended period of time, but this one's time ran out when we were all in danger. Yes, danger.
But the rest of you managed to escape?
Yes, with not but a scrape that this one got from falling to the ground.
So what sort of danger forced you to change shape in front of your party?
The shiny ones with the guard moniker kept following us. This one had to make a difficult choice, though it wasn't a difficult choice at the end. It saved this one's whole party. Though it did the unfortunate thing that this one thought it was, and it made everyone afraid.
It's understandable, but could you tell us a bit more about your party?
Oh, this one, we have a little one, tiny pixie of a wizard. Has a foul mouth, but this one has a large vocabulary. I believe that's the word she uses. Because of little one's help. And the drunk one, dwarf, is to believe he used the term used to talk about that one.
Is he always drunk?
Aye. This one always tried to figure out why, but he never told why. This one believed he was missing the sea, he would always say.
Oh, so he was a past sailor. It might have been he was using alcohol to lessen his woes.
Especially the little one's lack of coin didn't also help him either. And the big green one that could turn into a wolf. This one believes that was the term he used.
A lycanthrope?
Or a werewolf?
Yes, it was a large word that was really difficult for this one to remember. It's hard to remember those ones because it's been so long.
Why do you have a hard time remembering them? Was it a long time since you met them?
It has been many light cycles since I've seen little ones or big ones last. This one is in a world that this one has never seen before.
Well, currently, yes. Not many have seen this realm.
This one was meaning the world before this one.
Ah.
This one, it wasn't this one's first time jumping in between something. I remember what the centaur says. The horsey one. Ugh.
So, do you remember what world you came from originally? Or what was it like?
It was sad, but at the same time, hopeful. This one believes that is the term.
And how did you get to that one?
This one doesn't remember how it came into being, but this one will remember the first day cycle that this one saw, the little one that this one refuses to forget, as well as the main issue that this one caused in that world.
What issue?
This one accidentally created a, what was the word, eldritch abomination?
You create an eldritch abomination.
A According to...
That's not something that normally happens.
Yeah, this one didn't understand at the time either, but apparently in order to the little one to gain form, that one needed a body that can change its shape. So that one was coming after this one.
I think I'm keeping up with all this.
I'm not sure if I do. There's a lot of this ones and that ones.
This one apologizes, but I can mimic the speech patterns if you need me to.
Oh, no, it's perfectly fine. Feel comfortable, do whatever you feel most comfortable doing.
Of course.
Did you manage to defeat that Eldritch Horror that you accidentally summoned?
Only at the cost of nearly every single drop of magic that was in that world. He destroyed the whole entire planet's ecosystem, the dragons, the dark elves, the elves, anyone that had an ounce of magic in them were destroyed, were eaten by that one.
Sounds scary.
And did you leave that room directly after?
Someone had no choice. I was absorbed first for my power, but this one's soul was taken to another place that was far more chaotic than that world, which says a lot.
And can you tell us about it?
Well, I lost my second friend that I've ever gained and fell into that world, a world that was being ripped apart at the seams by darkness and chaos.
How did that come to be?
Quite foreboding. To put it, what was the term he used? Lightly? It was being bombarded by the gods of chaos. And it was a realm of a deity that I've been taken into.
There's a realm in the deity?
More of a space that only that one controls.
You wouldn't happen to know which deity?
Unfortunately, this one does not know, but it does know it was a female, I believe, the term the wizard made.
Yeah, there's a couple of those.
It was trying to control our wizard by using a magical instrument. Though it did make it interesting, a fight in the fish village.
A village of fish?
Yes, there were fish people. Half bipedal. They're walking on their fins.
Half people, half fish.
And our party accidentally killed their deity. We go through a lot of bad things.
How did they accidentally kill their deity?
It was a giant fish that they worshipped. Yes, worshipped. That came out of the water and we fished it out before it came out again. And they ate it while this one watched. And I was like, huh?
Were they tasty?
This one doesn't know because this one, all he wanted to do was look at it and take care of it. This one was sad that they ate it. But it did make an interesting fight when we got chased out of the village.
So you fought the fish people, you killed their god by accident.
How did that affect their realm by killing the god?
The god was a... what was the term the dwarf used? Minor one. So it didn't cause any ripples. It more than likely got taken over by a major one quite quickly. Though I believe this one made more damage when we went to the evil wizard's town. That was the most technologically advanced in the whole country. Though I believe one of my party members made it worse.
When you say it was the most technologically advanced. What sort of machines or items did they have?
Oh, this one wasn't able to look a lot, but this one saw a lot of interesting spells this one never seen before, as well as devices that helped with mundane things like cooking, cleaning, and all the fun things. The scientists, though, wouldn't leave this one alone, so I had to get out of there.
They were poking and prodding.
They were trying to, at least. But my friend wasn't there, so I just left as quickly as they let me.
And where did you go after that?
To a fishing town. I kept hearing him crying.
The deity?
No, my little friend. Little friend that is sleeping on the moss right there.
Ah.
He fell into the water, and I kept hearing his wooing sound. But it was hard to hear until he was out of the water.
Were they okay after that?
Oh, this one, he'll be okay. This one believes. He just needs to feed on things to get bigger again. Right now, he's just the size of a small case. He can get back to the large chest in no time.
The large chest?
Yes. No, this one, I believe he was a chest of drawers last time I saw him.
Ephraim, have you experienced one of those before?
Like a big drawer mimic?
I think. This one, is that what you're referring to?
What are you describing?
This one usually uses little guy over there, little one, to sneak into people's houses to perform reconnaissance. But this one had to stop because he was eating the occupants by sneak attacking them.
Ah, okay. I understand a bit more. Is the big one your friend's parent?
No, it's the same one. They are one and the same.
Oh, okay. So did they need to get back to them to heal?
He just needs to eat some, what was the thing? I believe magical monsters, and he'll grow bigger again.
Oh, okay. So you said you originally lost him. How did you originally lose him?
When this one came to this world, he fell somewhere else when I fell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hope you're okay. I apologize if this realm wasn't too kind.
Oh, no. This one is built dirty.
Well, that's a good travel companion.
Oh, yes. This one enjoys its company. This one, it taught this one how to change into objects instead of beings.
How did you originally go about getting this one? Getting your friend?
This one was on a ship that was way more magical than this one ever knew. And he was on the ship. But he was terrified. Terrified of whatever was on the ship or what the ship was. So, in order to help him feel better, I changed into a chest to let him feel more comfortable. It was difficult changing into an object, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And did you choose the object, or did they?
This one chose the object due to help the chesty one feel comfortable, per se. I did the one of us thing, basically.
Oh, okay. And what would you say is one of your favorite adventures that you've gone on with this one? Well, with that one.
My favorite adventure was the first time I found him, actually. Once I found him and got him comfortable, we were raided by pirates. And we were forced to protect ourselves, much to the chagrin of the captain.
Were you on a ship going somewhere?
Yes. What absolutely blew this one's mind was when we got to port, we had to destroy a ship before we even got to port.
Was it the pirate ship?
Yes, we saw it again at the port end. There was no empty spots at the port. So we took action and snuck aboard.
So wait, I need to verify this. Did the pirates attack you because you were destroying their ship?
No, this one believes that they attacked first.
Even though you're the one that snuck onto their ship.
No, this one believed that they attacked first when we were attacked by them.
Oh, okay.
And we just happened to see their ship at the port and took action to make them regret doing what they did.
You destroyed their ship. I'm assuming you took their treasure, and did you find your friend amongst the treasure?
No, it was the first time we had a fight together because I found him on our ship.
So the mimic appeared on your ship after you destroyed the pirate ship?
No, this one's friend appeared to me before the fight. I was talking to Little One right when we got attacked, and we defended the evil ones off, and then we saw the evil ones again in port. Yes. I believe that's what happened.
Just a question out of interest. What do you currently think about your party members?
What?
Like the people you travel with?
Ah, yes. This one doesn't think very much of them, but they are very fun, chaotic to be around, and lets me see new things without fear of being killed.
But if they were in trouble, would you help them?
If they weren't travel companions, would I help them? Yes. This one tends to help people a lot. It's always better to see them smiling than afraid.
A good thing to keep in mind.
But what if your friends were so much trouble that in order to help them, you'd have to risk your own life. Would you still try to help them?
Yes, to a extent. I wouldn't charge into the middle of a castle, but if they needed help with like clearing out a small garrison, yes. If they needed help charging a castle that had better fortifications, then no. To an extent, I would help them run from the shiny ones with guards, but yeah. But when those knights appear, this one tends to get frightening.
Frightening in what way?
Well, this one prioritizes people that look down on others, and this one never had any good reaction to shiny ones, the knights.
Oh, okay. It's understandable with what you've been through.
Yes.
And how's your party adapted to learning that you're a mimic? Have you had any arguments with them on anything?
This one tends to shut down usually any talking about it. I just let them know that's why I'm here and gave them no reason to doubt this one's word. And I showed through action instead of talking.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yes, I believe that's what the barbarian says. I read a book that stated that.
And other than helping them get out of prison, what's been the strongest action that you've performed?
This one's strongest action. I performed an intimidation that scared over half a dozen guards to run in fear. And this one was able to save a lot of people that were supposed to not be saved.
What did you do to end up intimidating them so badly?
I showed him my true form.
Ah.
This one, if you can imagine, went from a small little one to a tall, grotesque, pale skinned. What's the term he used? They always call me it. Monster.
Never liked that word.
It feels hollow, though, when they say it, because it seems like they don't really know what that monster is. They never get a chance to look at it, to actually judge it. They just kill on sight.
Pitchforks and torches, I bet.
Luan deserves better.
And you yourself.
Hopefully, once I fulfill the promise, I can see if I can find something that makes me feel like this one wants it.
Speaking of the promise that you made that started all of this off, may I ask, how close do you think you are to reaching it? To completing the promise?
In my idea? Nowhere near close, but to the little one, every day is a fulfillment to that promise.
I'm sure you'll fulfill it plenty more. But I think it's about time that we should get you back to your current dimension.
This one will more than likely remember this conversation for many cycles to come.
And we'd be happy to talk to you again. But until then, have a good awakening.
Big brown one and little green one, y'all have a fantastic day.